Alaska senators say President Obama gave a forceful speech on health care to Congress last night, although neither is sold on the legislation. Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski has come out against health care bills Democrats have pushed, and Democratic Senator Mark Begich says he's waiting to see how legislation develops. Murkowski says the president did address concerns she's heard in Alaska, including the issue of cost.
His speech was a very powerful speech, and certainly towards the end when he challenged America to come up with solutions, I think it was a very important speech for him, because I think it's very fair to say that the American public is skeptical about what they have seen in the proposals before the Congress right now.
Murkowski's reaction to the president's address was more positive than that of many of her Republican colleagues, but she says that doesn't mean she's supporting his plan. President Obama said healthcare legislation has three basic goals: to insure the uninsured, give security to people who already have healthcare, and slow cost increases. And while the president supports a public option, a government-run insurance program to compete with private insurers, he did not say it's a must-have. Murkowski was glad to hear that.
I don't know that he has allayed the concerns necessarily about the public government option. So we'll have to see how that one plays out. But I was listening for the words that it doesn't necessarily have to be a part of the plan. And I think he was careful to lay out that there are some other options.
Alaska Democratic Senator Mark Begich is also pleased the president is flexible on the public option.
This bill, this idea of reforming health care and bringing health insurance companies accountable, holding them accountable, should not be held hostage by that one item.
Senator Begich has not yet weighed in on some of the ideas being floated in Washington, saying he's waiting to see how they develop. Begich said one of the most important parts of the president's speech was a pledge to keep costs down.
What he said, not once, but several times, not now or in the future, it would add to the deficit. To me, that was very important, because the concern that I was hearing back home was, yeah, it may not cost today, but it's going to cost in the future. So that was reassuring.
In addition to laying out his healthcare priorities, the president shot down what he called lies, including the notion that he supports government death panels that would kill senior citizens and the disabled. Former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin is credited with sparking that controversy last month, and she reiterated her claim in a Wall Street Journal opinion piece this week.
Now, such a charge would be laughable if it weren't so cynical and irresponsible. It is a lie, plain and simple.
Senator Begich says it was time for the president to dismiss the death panel rumor, and says Obama also reassured senior citizens that their care should only increase under legislation.
And I like the fact that he didn't tell us that. He spoke to the senior population of this country, because I think there's a lot of fear out there that the potential savings would be extracted from seniors to pay for the uninsured. What he made very clear today was that these savings would go to benefit seniors and enhance benefit with regards to prescription drugs, which I think is critical.
Begich met with the president at the White House today as part of a moderate Democrats group to discuss health care priorities. They're considered to be a crucial swing group. The third member of Alaska's congressional delegation, Representative Don Young, is still in Alaska. His office put out a statement criticizing the president's plans, saying it will not answer any of the country's health care needs.